So we're at the Future Music Conference and we're participating in a group exercise, and I'm going to hand my phone over to Cleena Darris, who's going to ask some questions.
Okay. The first question is, who are you? And we have three composers, so they're going to introduce themselves first.
Hi, I'm Dermot, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
I'm Garrett. I'm a composer in inverted commas. I've been in bands for years, and the last 3 years making my own music.
I'm Peter Morn. I'm a composer based in Dublin, self-employed here.
Thank you very much. So the next, they've taken down the questions. I think they've answered what you do, because you did that on
I thing. Told you that.
So what do you hope that people take from your music is the next question. So maybe we'll start with Gareth. What do you hope?
Probably a little bit cliched, but music for me, and what I want it to be for other people, it's just a distraction from the humdrum of existence. If life is chips, then I want to be the salt of the chips, basically. My music to
me. Or the vinegar, because I like vinegar on my chips. Dermot, do you want to answer the same question? What?
A lot of my music is, I try to be melodic, so to be able to sing along or to remember it and sing it again.
So memory.
While I've thought about this question, I realise that what I want people to take from my music changes all the time, and it usually changes with music I've heard. So music that has a certain effect on me, I want my music to have that effect, but different musics have different effects. So sometimes I want people to sit back and go, wow, and sometimes I want them to feel totally calm, and sometimes, Dermot said, I want them to go away humming a tune, and sometimes I want them to think about the social and political role music has to play. So all music does all these things for me. Different pieces do this in different ways, and so I'm always changing what I want people to take from my music.
So in other words, it's a reaction or a communication rather than a passive reaction that you want to your music. So do you want to?
Yeah, and since we're talking about digital media, that you've put it in a very good way, and that's one of the great buzzes about using digital media. I always wish I could do more tweeting or blogging or something, because I love when people are on the same wavelength as me, they start talking about my music, they see the same thing I do, or they see new things. So yeah, the reaction can change, but the reaction itself is something that's always rewarding.
And do you think it's, you getting the reaction from someone makes you change how you, or makes you develop? Or are you better on your self-contained?
It's a slower process, because those reactions will seep in and they'll start to affect my thoughts, and then the next piece I write might bear in mind what I've learned from certain conversations. So, and by the time that piece is written and rehearsed and performed, it could be a year after conversation when the reaction sets in, but yeah, it does inform it eventually.
Does anybody want to
Just in terms of how motivation has changed, suppose I would have just written a lot of my songs, a lot of my material, just because I write stuff, but more lately then I've been motivated by I've had this idea that if I was performing more, I would change the way I'm writing, and so I have started to perform more, some open mics and other venues, and it does influence how you write.
Yes.
So the way I've started to write is different.
Yeah, I had a very similar experience. I've written more music this year, in the past year, to perform myself, and it has influenced that largely.
And Gareth, so, you've come from the performance as well.
My motivation has changed a lot, because I suppose I started with an idealistic notion of where I wanted to be maybe 3 years ago. I was still very much in the band, songwriter, performance mode. Just wanting to perform. Not that I enjoyed performance that much, but that's
where they covers. Were they covers?
They're all original.
All original.
Yeah.
All right.
And I suppose having made the first forays into the actual industry and trying to identify where the revenue might be, not because I want to be rich, but because you have to live, obviously. I suppose the realities about the industry now showed me that I'd have to change my tax as regards where I would find money. So for me personally,
so it's commercial.
No, it's I mean it's commercially focused to get money. But if if I could choose tomorrow what I wanted to do, is all I want to do is create my own stuff and push boundaries, make controversial music, whatever, controversial videos. But to be allowed the freedom to do that, you have to earn it. And so my motivation has changed somewhat. There's a couple of prongs, let's say. I have commercial pop music, which I write for other artists, which I hope is going to give me money to basically
do what you want to.
Have the freedom to do exactly what I want, which you have to earn.
Yeah. I think a lot of artists grapple with that dilemma that you have to make money, but you also want to have your own sort of integrity as well.
Yeah. Well, like for me, music over the years, like for me, music was. It was just a form of expression. Like some people would go somewhere and they'd take photographs. I would write a song.
Mm.
But I'd still have the memory, you know, of that person that I met or that place I was. But as I say, like more recently then, I would try all different genres. So I don't mind if I want to write a jazz song or a folk song or a pop song. I do that just because... there's a novelty about it. And also, like, I would often write because I get bored. So I just write a song because I'm bored with other things maybe that I'm hearing or... and then that keeps me going for a while. And then when I get bored with that, then I'll write another one.
And can I just ask, just because the conference is obviously about the future of music in the digital world, has the digital world changed your motivation? And, of course, the digital world changes, so do those changes in turn...
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, for me, I mean, I came into music producing, for want of a better term, on computers only 2 or 3 years ago. And just the freedom and the capability that has allowed me, it's just mind-blowing. And it's not just that, it's how you interact with other songwriters and musicians performing on your tracks, mixing engineers, everything online. Like, in case I'm going to something later on, which is a songwriting session with Imro. And last night, I was up at midnight because I was receiving 2 tracks that were recorded by...
The States?
What's what?
The States, I take it, was it?
Yeah, that were recorded in LA 2 days ago. It was the most pitch-perfect vocal you could ever imagine. And it cost me $200, and it took a week. It's just incredible. So that came into my inbox at about 11 o'clock last night. Gave it a quick mix because I think it's a really good song, so I could allow someone to listen to it tomorrow. And that blows my mind.
I know, it's amazing.
And if you can only imagine, not to slag off Ireland or anything, but I suppose it could be anywhere. The time, hassle, and money it would cost to do that. Finding a studio, finding an artist, delays, and in a week, and $200 and that. Incredible.
Do you have anything? I think we're
wrapped up. So there you have it, live from Future Music in the Digital World Conference. Signing out.